it's they look and there's an empty hole. They bring back a tape and they find out where they were. They go out again to find the big ship.
You're right. I'm mixing up jobs.
These Norwegian VHS tapes are pretty sweet. Of them all like walking around doing their scientific experiments.
Yes. I'm totally mixing shit up. Yeah. I love that too. They're watching this tape and there's nothing eerier than watching some sort of like exploratory weird tape like this. And there's no real audio to it.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, what's this part of the tape? Oh my Lord, Mac, you think they're going to kill that girl?
Hey Mac, come here real quick. That girl's coming out of the well. We've got 7 days, Mac.
Yeah, the radio finally works, and it's just 7 days.
Mac, we gotta find Brian Cox. We gotta find him, or we're doomed.
People find things. People lose things.
People turn into aliens. People kill them.
We have not been talking about our collective boyfriend, Kurt Russell, here. This is, it's just so, the beard is tremendous.
Yes. Is this the only bearded role? I can't think of anything off the top of my dome.
Well, he's got a great beard. It's kind of like a big old mustache.
Santa Claus recently.
Yes. But I was thinking of Hateful Eight, another.
Yeah. Oh, there it is. Yes. Yeah. That is the great Russell beard. This is the baby beard. I like this one too, though.
Coincidentally, Ennio Morricone's score for Hateful Eight, part of it included cut bits from this score, and Morricone was nominated for a fucking Academy Award for that movie. So you know what? The Razzies fucking kiss my ass.
That movie's a great companion to this. It's got very similar kind of like, you know, you don't know who's who and all that kind of fun.
Isolated by winter.
Totally.
They're my two, like, if there's a snowstorm, I'm either watching The Thing or The Hateful Eight and I'm getting whiskey and we're going to have a good afternoon.
Oh, man. And that, I will say, that was a weird thing about watching this movie. Recorded date of this episode, April the 1st, 2020, for quarantine posterity's sake, of course. It was totally sunny and bright out today.
Yes.
It was like 50 something. And I was like, this is an odd time to be watching The Thing. It really is a wintry mix. A snowstorm movie.
I gotta say, I'm dying for a snowstorm. I know that we've passed that now because it's April, but like, I would rather be under quarantine and there's just snow outside.
And the weather is so fucked up now. I would not be surprised. We get a snowstorm in May. Yeah, that makes sense. Fine.
Yeah, you know,
we're fucking up the earth enough. That makes sense. That'll happen.
Here in New York, we didn't really have much of a winter this year.
No, we did not.
No, but I do recall the
Central Park in fall.
Well, always, but the night of my senior prom, which took place in the month of May, we were in upstate New York.
Yes.
And there was a massive snowstorm. I fucking fell asleep outside. Okay. And I got snowed on.
At least three cars almost. We were at a house. There was literally a cliff in the back, like Eric's old house.
Oh, were you at my place?
No, it was just guys like cabin in the woods, and like,
were you at my place?
Three cars were like on a cliff and like almost went over that night because of the fucking snowstorm.
That sounds about right.
Yeah, it was totally strange.
There was, but Russell, like, I don't know if anyone could, I mean, like, everyone could do this. I mean, they were talking to a lot of people turned this down. Apparently, Jeff Bridges turned this down. Probably still a good movie for sure. Clint Eastwood was considered.
That would be awful.
At the time, maybe.
He would be good for, like, Gary's role.
Yes.
You're talking about specifically, though, people that auditioned for the Mac role? Were considered?
He was considered for Mac and turned it down.
Yeah. Again, that's a right move.
I don't do aliens. Hey, no thanks.
You know what? This planet's got enough problems. I don't need to hear from extraterrestrials. It's right in the name. They're extra.
You can't copy me, alien. It's in the Constitution.
Hey, alien, why don't you turn yourself into this fucking Barack Obama chair?
Yeah, you can't copy me, alien, because you don't like the heat, and my blood is boiling.
If you like what you just heard and want to listen to the full episode, go to patreon.com/wehatemovies for all sorts of exclusive Patreon content. You get a unique RSS feed. You could put it to any podcatcher or podcast app of your choice.